Robin Wright reports on diplomacy for the Los Angeles Times, and she's in our studio this morning. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
The meeting in the Azores is being depicted by participants as a last diplomatic effort to win broad support to take military action against Iraq, but many see the meeting as a, well, simply as a final prelude to war. There's little or no chance of expanding what President Bush calls the coalition of the willing. Are serious diplomatic efforts still being made to line up support for military action?
There is still an ongoing effort at the United Nations behind the scenes and in phone calls to various capitals of the 15 Security Council members to see if the United States can pull out that last vital 9 votes. Any resolution requires 9 votes for passage. The United States believed it had 8, but it just couldn't crack that last vote, which was from either Mexico or Chile.
Explain, why did diplomacy break down?
There were probably 3 factors that signal the failure of diplomacy. The first was Turkey's decision not to allow the United States to use its bases to create a northern front against Iraq. That sent a ripple, I think, throughout the rest of the world. Look, this might not be quite as easy. There wasn't the kind of support, even though Turkey had promised. Secondly, France threatened to veto virtually any resolution that automatically led to war. And that, again, I think, undermined the kind of confidence in some of the smaller members of the Security Council about whether this was really doable. And finally, it was the decision by Mexico and Chile, either one of which could have been the 9th vote, to stand together and oppose a resolution unless it built into it some kind of greater window and more specific conditions so that there was still a way out.
If these indeed are the final steps toward war, are any steps being taken to kind of patch up these relations that have been bruised, even fractured in recent months?
Well, I think there is going to be serious scar damage left from this, particularly with France and Germany. But at the same time, the United States is involved in a much more important coalition with a much wider array of countries to fight the war on terrorism. And those relationships will still be very important on that front.
There is still conflict in the Middle East, certainly between Israel and the Palestinians. And on Friday, the president made a Rose Garden appearance to push for movement toward a peaceful settlement of that conflict. How is that being perceived by the principal parties and by other nations?
With a certain degree of skepticism or cynicism, the timing of it, so close to a military intervention in Iraq, is seen as an attempt to placate the Arab countries that are vital for the war, for overflight rights, for containing any kind of backlash against American military intervention in the region, and particularly for Britain and Spain, which find that their public opinion polls indicate very overwhelming opposition to war.
Of course, the prime ministers of both Britain and Spain are meeting with the president in the Azores. What do you think is the likely scenario that's going to come out of today's meeting?
Well, this is really more of a war council than an attempt to move the diplomacy. I think they'd love to see some kind of psychological turning point that would reprieve that 9th vote, but in the absence of that, I suspect the president very soon will announce that Saddam Hussein has not complied and that the United States and its allies will move forward, possibly as early as this week.
As a long-time Iraq hand, as it were, do you envision any sort of last-minute scenario on the part of Saddam Hussein?
Oh, I think that's the real wild card. I think at the very last minute, as he's so often done in the past, he'll say, oh, guess what we found? And it will be some large quantity, perhaps not all of the list that was left behind in 1998, but enough to lead a lot of parties to say, wait a minute, you can't go in yet. Look, the man is finally going to disarm. It worked. It worked. I'm not sure that the United States will buy that. I think it'll probably only feed the argument, look, he's lied so long. How can you believe that this is it?
Los Angeles Times diplomatic correspondent Robin Wright. She is also the author of Sacred Rage, The Wrath of Militant Islam. Thank you so much for coming in this morning, Robin.
Thank you.